For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, you know what? Let's not talk about the NFL draft. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we will head to Arrowhead to catch up with Andy Reid. He is doing a press conference. Trip McDuffie is scheduled to call in at 4:30. This just broke. I think it's more important than talking about the draft. So you guys know Jack Caglione. He was the 6th overall pick in the 2024 baseball draft. The player who was the 4th overall pick just got called up. His name is Nick Kurtz. He has played 20 games in AAA. He's played 20 games in AAA. He has already been called up at 22 years old. Now, I would say twofold. Number one, this is something to track. If you are one of the individuals that wants to see Cags called up as quickly as possible, another player from his draft class is going to be a very good case study of how quickly can you accelerate this thing. I mean, there are a lot of similarities. He played 3 years at Wake Forest. He then played minimal. He has played 32 minor league baseball games and has already gotten the call up from the, are we just calling them the Athletics? Are they the Oakland A's, the Sacramento A's?
They're just the A's.
They want
to be Vegas, but they can't be Vegas because they're not playing in Vegas, and they can't be Sacramento, so they're just
They don't have a team name. They're just the Athletics. That's it. Okay, all right. I wasn't sure how that works. They are just the Athletics. So they have already made this move. Now, that's part one. Is this is something I think is very, very meaningful to track. How does he look? Is he somebody that struggles when he comes up here? Or is he somebody that is having success? All right, the second part of this is, if Jack Caglione wants to get called up quickly, he has to make it undeniable. I would say that Nick Kurtz made it undeniable. He's hit 7 home runs in their 20 games. He's hitting .321. He has an on-base percentage of .385. His OPS is over 1,000. He has made it undeniable. I'm ready. And he's doing that also in AAA. He was in Las Vegas. So he's doing this at AAA level. He's hitting .300. He's got an OPS of over 1,000, an on-base percentage. We think you are ready to come play Major League Baseball. Now, let's obviously see how he does. I would say that Cags has not made it undeniable at this point. Now, he has only played in 15 games, but he is hitting .258 with an on-base percentage of .329, and his OPS is .813. He has not played close to what Nick Kurtz has done so far in his career. So, maybe I was wrong. We had this conversation, I think it was like 6 weeks ago, about guys and how long it takes them usually to come up. I think we are seeing a new day here, so to speak, that teams are more willing to fast-track guys than maybe ever before and get them up to the big league level. If Cags is going to come up at some point in the next 90 days, you got to make it where they can't afford to continue to keep you down there. And with the start that you've had, and I'm not saying it's wrong, you're 22 years old in AA, everybody is not making it to the major leagues in less than a month the way that he did. you're going to have to make it where they can't afford to keep you there. Where if you want to put pressure on the big league club, you got to make it where you're hitting 370. You got an incredible on-base percentage and you are really forcing them to make a decision. I think the Royals have a little bit of time now with Cags because he got off to that blistering hot start in that first 2-3 games or so. And if he was hitting 400 and doing this, he'd be the number one story in Kansas City right now. But the fact that he has cooled off, again, understandably, not passing any level of criticism, but the fact that he has cooled off and he's not the A side of the story anymore, it just buys the Royals time to eventually call him up.
I understand, and we will. We'll track how Kurtz does for the Athletics compared to how Cags is doing in AAA, or AA, excuse me. And I agree with you. He needs to make it undeniable. I also think the A's versus the Royals are in different situations. The A's, I know they are performing better than most people anticipated, but what's the ceiling this year for the A's? Being a feisty 75-win team? Like, the A's are not competing for anything. And I know the Royals have started out slow, but I think you're more willing to give some major league at-bats and let's let him grow at this level if you're the A's because, hey, we got bigger things on the horizon. We want to be good in 26-27 when we're in Vegas. Let's get him as major league ready now as we can. Where I think the Royals, albeit their offense has been bad and they are not playing up to the standard we believe, I think because they can maybe do both, they can become a playoff team and wait on Cags and show some patience, that's the best play for the Royals. Now, you know, Cags, you know, OPS jumps in the 900s down in AA, you got to do something. But I think in the Royals' perfect world, they're winning at the major league level and developing him at the minor league level, and they have a serious conversation about what happens next in November of this year because they're trying to figure out 25.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.